Nicely with Martin Besser.
We're talking just now. You know, whenever something happens with aircraft, I mean, it always makes the news.
Yeah, of course.
You know, above any other form of transport.
Yeah.
Probably because it's so majestic. I think we're still pretty much all in awe.
Yeah, and wonder how. How does this
stay
up in the sky?
Piece of steel.
Yeah.
So there was an article going around yesterday about an airline where allegedly, apparently, there's not a hearsay, they went on and asked if there's another pilot in the plane. So obviously if you're a passenger and you hear an announcement like that, that'll be new to me.
Yeah. Very soothing, very calming.
You know, it'll be like, what? Or you say, just ask and you shall find out.
Yes.
On the line is Kirby Gordon. He's the Chief Marketing Officer at Fly Safair. Kirby, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
No, lekker, man. Hope you have a lekker 2025.
Yeah, no, listen, so far so good. So January has been the longest year of my life, but, you know, we'll get through it.
January, you have your work cut out for you.
Yeah, indeed.
Listen, what's the story now? Okay, what really happened? So the pilot, was there an announcement like that on the plane?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, just to cut back a step, obviously, you know, for those that don't realize, in all passenger jets, you know, significant commercial ones, there are obviously always two pilots up front, right?
Yes.
You've got a captain and a first officer. And so what happened was we had a very controlled event, but obviously a very sad one. So the captain started feeling ill, and he took the very responsible decision to say, listen, I don't feel like I'm okay to continue with this flying. Mm-hmm. So he informed his colleague, the first officer, who then started a checklist. So pilots have got these checklists for everything that they do. I mean, even for routine things like landings or whatever the case is. And so the guy started going through it. First officer was fantastic. He took control of the vessel entirely, and he began his checklist. And one of the items in his checklist, because you've got time and it's a controlled event, was to say, listen, is there anybody on board that has a pilot's license? Just as you would if there was a medical emergency, you would ask for anybody on board that was a doctor, for example. Mm-hmm. And there was a chap on board who was a pilot. So he then was brought into the cockpit, sat on the jump seat between the two pilots, not at any controls. And his role in the landing was to help the pilot with his landing checklist. So he read the landing checklist. So I don't know if you've ever seen, you know, in the, not the crazy Hollywood movies, but in, you know, when they're actually showing what really goes on in a cockpit, you'll see the guys will say, you know, gear down, yes, gear down, you know, so they'll check with one another
that they've
done all the things. And so that's what the guy very kindly came in and did, and they put the aircraft down, totally normal landing. Obviously everything was fantastic, and we're wishing the captain well in his recovery.
Just what I'd ask, is the captain okay?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't have a lot of details, and you know, even if I did, unfortunately, he's one of our employees, so there's limited stuff that I can share. But what I can say is that it seems like things are getting better.
Okay.
So it's standard procedure, obviously, for there to be two, so that for obvious reasons, so if something happens to the one, then the other one can do, you know. And it's also fair to mention probably that the first officer would have been able either way to land the plane, because that's why he's there.
Well, actually, you know, in most circumstances, often the first officer is the one that does the physical flying. It can change up given what is happening, but normally they're the ones that actually do the physical flying, sort of under command of the captain. Yeah. There are different circumstances in cockpits normally, but he probably would have been the one to land the plane anyway.
How lucky, though, that to have... Does that often happen? I mean or you're just lucky that there was another pilot on board?
Look, I mean, I can't say specific with calls for pilots, but it always amazes me when we do need to call for a medical professional, how many there are, you know, how often it is that there is one on board. I mean, you've got 200 people, you know, if I've done my job right and the flight's sold up properly, then there are about 200 people there. And the incidence of finding a doctor and in this instance a pilot, you know, one out of one times that we needed one, there was one. So that's great.
Yeah.
Just about to say, have you ever heard them asking, is there someone on board, like a doctor or a medical professional, and there isn't?
Yeah.
There always is.
Flying everywhere.
But I think it's important to note, of course, that, you know, even if there wasn't, the guys are trained to deal with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I mean, you know, but yeah. I mean, it must have been, I mean, in the defense of the passengers, whenever, even if they ask for a doctor, you're immediately kind of on edge.
Yes.
And then hearing, you know, is there a pilot? The images that jump to mind aren't great.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if anyone ever asks, you know, do you have a spanner? I would be a little bit more concerned.
All right. It's going to No, I hear you. Well, listen, thanks for always clarifying. I think the one great thing you do is to communicate, and that is so, so important because when rumors start becoming wildfires, it's a problem, and you always come forward and you communicate very calmly. And I appreciate that about you, Kirby. You and your team, thank you very, very much. Last day of January. Here we go.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers,
man. Thanks so much. All the best.
You too, bye.
Cheers.
So if you saw the article floating around and went viral yesterday about what happened on that flight, SAFAIR flight, you know, when it comes to flights, people always sit up. And in this case, it did seem kind of a bit strange and odd, but yeah, well handled all round. All is okay and all is good and all well explained, I think.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.